tuned to, your choice is clear.
The game you're looking for is here.
With a local sports connection, full news, scores, and play-by-play.
The action at home or away.
Local sports favorites are here on the Breeze 94.5.
And welcome back, everyone, on the Breeze 94.5 and KLIQFM.com to Pershing Auditorium in Lincoln for our continuing coverage of the 2010 Nebraska State High School Boys Basketball Tournament. The 8:45 games, the final games of this semifinal. Only two teams can advance on. All the other spots are full in Class A. Lincoln Southeast playing Omaha Central, and here in C2, Ravenna taking on Johnson County. In our first game tonight, it was Axtell falling to Archbishop Bergen by a score of 52-43. Now tonight, Ravenna will take on Johnson County Central, a team that pulled off maybe a mini upset against Burwell last night, a team that they were down to 13 points in the first half. For Ravenna, they had no problem rolling over Sutton last night. This is the Kerr Chevrolet pregame show here on the Breeze, and we'll be back and look at the starting lineups in 1 minute.
When you need real estate, appraisal, or insurance from someone you can trust, call RAI of Nebraska with offices in Loup City, Ravenna, and Shelton. We are here to cover all your needs. Good luck, area athletes from RAI of Nebraska.
Kerr Chevrolet is Hastings' only GM-certified dealership. What does that mean to you? No worries. Your GM-certified used vehicle comes with a 100,000-mile, 5-year powertrain limited warranty, a 12-month, 12,000-mile bumper-to-bumper warranty, 117-point vehicle inspection, a vehicle history report, like-new financing for qualified buyers, 24-hour roadside assistance, courtesy transportation, and more. Shop Kerr Chevrolet in Hastings for your no-worries GM-certified used vehicle today.
Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed are proud sponsors of high school sports. For high-yielding corn, soybean, and alfalfa, New Tech Seed is the only company you'll ever need. Call Terry or Jason today at 750-6060 or visit NewTech at yieldleader.com.
The Breeze, 94.5.
And welcome back on the Kerr Chevrolet pregame show. It's time to take a look at the starting lineups brought to you by New Tech Seed. New Tech Seed, your yield leader. Contact Terry and Jason Stark or a New Tech Seed dealer near you. First off today for the visitors, the Johnson County Central Thunderbirds. For those that don't know where Johnson County is, that is Tecumseh and the area around Tecumseh. They'll go with number 12, a 6-foot junior guard, Logan Dorsey. He averages 2.5 points, 2.5 rebounds. The stud on this team is Justin Kosmicki. They call him Bubba, 6'2" senior. Wears number 21, averages 23.5 points a game and 2.5 rebounds. He had 21 in last night's win. Number 34, 6'3" senior, Vince Sherman, 6 points, 6 rebounds. Number 40, 6'4" senior, Cody Miller, averages 5 points, 3 rebounds. And number 44, 6'5" senior, Derek Keel, averages 16 points and 8 rebounds per ball game. Head coach at Johnson County Central is Chris Hutt, assisted by Kirk Ferris and Ben Swanson. They are ranked number 4 in the state of Nebraska with a record of 23-3. And boy, have they had some close games here in the postseason. In the sub-districts, they beat Johnson Brock 58-54 and Lord Central Catholic in triple overtime, 67-64. Then in the district final, they beat Malcolm coming from behind 52-49. And last night here in the opening round at state, they battled back from 13 down to beat Burwell 49-44. They average 62 points on the offense and give up 49 on the defense. Now for the Ravenna Blue Jays, their starters are number 20, 6'3" senior John Klosterman, 10 points and 4.5 rebounds a game. Number 21, 5'10" sophomore Trevor Saborn, averages 14.5 points and 2 rebounds. Number 30, 6'3" sophomore Connor Moronic, averages 14 points, 6.5 rebounds a game. Number 31, 6'3" senior Riley Moronic, averages 5 points, 3 rebounds a game. And number 41, a 6-foot senior Brett Douglas, averages 5.5 points and 6 rebounds per ball game. The head coach of the Ravenna Blue Jays is Paul Moronic, assisted by Tony Schirmer, Randy Bassnett, and Brian Duncan. They are 23-3 on the season. They defeated Gibbon and then Blue Hill in overtime in the sub-districts. They lost to Axe Stella, the district final, qualified on the wild card, and yesterday they beat Sutton 73-34. They were the state champions last year in C2, and so with that championship, Ravenna is trying to repeat here in the Class C2 state championship game. They were the runner-up in 06. They were the state champion in 2005. So that's a look at your starting lineups brought to you by New Tech Seed. And this has been the Kerr Chevrolet pregame show on your sports leader, The Breeze 94.5, and as always on the World Wide Web at KLIQFM.com. And we will get our game between Ravenna and Johnson County underway in 1 minute.
Ever wonder why Ravenna has such great athletes? It's all those great cooked meals at the Dewdrop. The Dewdrop is serving up home-cooked meals 24 hours a day and a large side of small-town hospitality. Proud to support the area high school teams, the Dewdrop in Ravenna.
Arrive in style and elegance to your next occasion with Aquila Limo and Prince of the Road. Aquila Limo service is an affordable luxury for any event. Call 888-511-LIMO throughout central Nebraska. That's 888-511-LIMO. Best of luck to all the area athletes.
Ravenna Superfoods is a place for big town savings with a large touch of hometown service. A proud supporter of the Ravenna Blue Jays on their road to success. Shop Ravenna Superfoods located downtown Ravenna. Best of luck, teams.
Zorb Farms appreciates how hard these young athletes work to make the team. The lessons of teamwork and good sportsmanship are traits they'll carry for the rest of their lives. Zorb Farms also commends them for their academics. And finally, a word of thanks to the teachers and the coaches. Thanks for your dedication from Zorb Farms in Litchfield.
The Breeze, 94.5.
A home white and blue trim for Ravenna, the black with a little bit of gold and red trim for Johnson County. And we're ready to get this state semifinal underway. The ball is in the air, and Johnson County, the visiting team, is going to win the opening tip. So let's see if they can get off to a better start than they did last night against Burwell. They really struggled in the first half before rallying to win that ball game by 5. And Kosmicki's going to go one-on-one and take it to the hoop and score. He's the man that could score 30 tonight. Kosmicki makes it 2-0 Johnson County. And Ravenna will hustle the ball off the floor. Saborn in the left-hand corner. Riley Baronic for three. In. Riley Baronic knocks down the three-point bucket. Riley hit a few threes in the game last night. And it's 3-2 Ravenna. So the Blue Jays with a good start here. A three at the other end by Keel and Hillberry. And so some points right out of the gate here. Johnson County 5-3. Ravenna hustles the ball up the floor. They're already there. Two passes to Douglas right wing. And then knocked out of his hands by Kosmicki. Haven't even had a chance to really get set up in a half-court set. 50 seconds into the game. And Johnson County has a deuce and a tray, and they lead it 5-3. Ball gets knocked away, and they'll have to retrieve it there underneath our scorer's table a little bit farther down here on Press Row. Omaha Central and Lincoln Southeast playing some basketball here. Here's a lob underneath, and the layup up and in. Saborn fired it up, and it's caught. John Klosterman, he'll score. The fans thought he was shooting a three-pointer, but it was intentionally underthrown, and the lob worked. We're tied at 5. Johnson County gets it to Keel. Big fella guarded by Brett Douglas. Keel stands at 6'5". Ravenna doesn't have anybody height-wise that can match up. Sean Payne is 6'4". He'll come off the bench. Ball tapped out of bounds. Stays with the Thunderbirds. It'll be right in front of the Ravenna bench, and to throw it in will be Logan Dorsey. Dorsey gets it to Kosmicki, guarded by Saborn. He'll fire up a three-pointer. It's going to be short this time. Rebound pulled down by Dorsey, and then he gets fouled as he collapses into the lane. And the first personal foul of the ball game going to go against Brett Douglas for Ravenna. And at the line to shoot two will be Logan Dorsey. First free throw games of this semifinal. And Dorsey takes his time. First free throw is on the way, and it is in. 6-5, Johnson County Central. 6:32 to go here in quarter number one. Second free throw now for Dorsey. This one is on the way, and it's going to be short. He knew it. He took off after the rebound. It's going to go out of bounds, and it's going to belong to the Ravenna Blue Jays. So Johnson County will drop back. No pressure in the backcourt. Very few teams have pressured the Blue Jays, although they have seen it from time to time. And Connor Moronic will get it back up top to Saborn, playing catch with Riley Moronic on the left side. Saborn now drives into that trap, throws it inside to Connor Moronic on the zone. Good backdoor bounce pass, gets it into Klosterman, and Klosterman will be fouled. John Klosterman is headed to the line to shoot two. Good ball move at that time by the Blue Jays. The foul will be called on Vince Sherman. That is the first foul of the game on the Thunderbirds. Free throw on the way, and it's good. Klosterman, three early points, ties the game at six. And here comes Tyson Anderson and also Sean Payne into the ball game. You'll also see Zorb and maybe Wilkie come into the ball game later on. And right here is going to be Lucas Wilkie sprinting to the scorer's table, but the free throw is no good, and the rebound brought down by Derek Keel. Keel will get it to Kosmicki, and the Blue Jays are going to try and trap him in the backcourt, and Kosmicki just finds that extra speed, comes all the way down, kicks it off in the right-hand corner to Cody Miller, gets it back to Kosmicki, drives, short jumper, no good, goes over the back to try and save the ball. It ends up in the hands of Dorsey, back to Kosmicki. He drives, tapped away. We're going to get a jump ball. The arrow points the way of Ravenna. First turnover of the game, but another one of those hustle plays just to even get the ball in the first place for Johnson County. Lucas Wilkie will check in. This was one thing we chuckled at a little bit last night. The guys run to the scorer's table. They run into the game when they're checked in because Coach Paul Moronic didn't think they had that energy in the district final loss to Axtell. He says, we practiced it. Connor Moronic at three in the right-hand corner, clanks off the front of the rim, no good. Ball on the floor, still fighting for it, and we're going to get another jump. There's about five guys on the floor. And this time the arrow points to Johnson County Central. Wilkie was in there mixing it up with Derek Keel. 5:35 to go, first quarter of play. Ravenna and Johnson County are tied at six here in the boys' C2 state semifinal. Baseball pass over the pressure to Keel, and he gets by Sean Payne and scores. Derek Keel with 5 points. They went with a home run there against the pressure. 8-6 in favor of the Thunderbirds, who are off to a much better start than they were last night. Connor Moronic left elbow into the corner. Anderson, Tyson's three is no good. And the ball kicks back in the left-hand corner. Picked up there by Anderson, and another opportunity for the Blue Jays. Swing it over to Saborn. Saborn drives in, dropped the ball in the paint. Payne has it, then he drops it off the foot of the Thunderbirds, and it goes off Sherman and out of bounds. Blue Jays will get the ball underneath their own hoop. And Connor Moronic will throw it into Tyson Anderson. Back on the low post, and neither pass is any good, and out of bounds it goes. First turnover here for Ravenna. And back on the offensive side of the basketball will be Johnson County Central, leading it by a score of 8-6. Here's Kosmicki dribbling through the pressure, getting it into the front court, stopping at the top of the key, off to Keel. He'll fire the three. This one's off the mark. Connor Moronic will bring down the rebound. Connor looking for some outlet pass, and he'll go down the floor to Wilkie, up top to Saborin. And it looks like Johnson County Central may have switched things up here a little bit. They're still trying to hang in that matchup zone. And the bounce pass out to Anderson. Boy, did a great job to round that down right at midcourt, close to it over and back. Connor Moronic now swings it right side. Saborin and Connor playing catch on the right wing. High post Payne. Sean swings it over to Wilkie, but overthrows him, and out of bounds it goes. Turnover number two for Ravenna. And now Klosterman, Douglas, and Riley Moronic will re-enter the ball game. At the end of one quarter of play in Class A, it is Omaha Central 13 and Lincoln Southeast 9. Here, 4:20 to go in the first quarter. Johnson County Central 8 and Ravenna 6, and Kosmicki has it for the Thunderbirds. Brings it into the front court, then fires it off there to Dorsey. Dorsey underneath the Keel, and Keel elevates and scores. So Derek Keel having a good start. 10-6, Johnson County leads it by four. Anderson to the front court to Moronic. Riley in the left-hand corner for another three. That one is no good, and Keel will out-wrestle his own teammate for the rebound. Ravenna may not be able to win the battle of the boards tonight as Kosmicki brings it up the floor. Into the air, he'll kick it out for another three. This one is no good by Cody Miller. And fighting for position underneath, we get a whistle and a foul. The foul is on Ravenna, and it's on Brett Douglas. He has both fouls called on the Jays here in the first quarter, so he's out. Sean Payne returns, and so does Trevor Saborin. Johnson County ball underneath their own hoop. And to throw it in will be Dorsey out for a three-pointer that's knocked down Cody Miller. That's the second three of the quarter here for Johnson County. Their lead is now 7. Ravenna finds themselves down 13-6. On the left-hand wing, Saborn up to Riley Baronic to Klosterman. Klosterman skip pass and throws it away, trying to get it to Baronic. 3 straight turnovers here for the Blue Jays. 3:30 to go here in the first quarter. Full court pressure going to be put on by the Blue Jays, and Kosmicki to throw it in. Gets it to the big guy, Keel, right back to Kosmicki, and that pretty much negates any kind of pressure that Ravenna wants to put on because Justin will bring it into the front court. Crossover dribble to the high post. He'll fire the 18-footer. That one's no good. Riley Baronic is there for the rebound. To Saborn up ahead to Klosterman. Klosterman gives it back to the top of the key. Riley Baronic, a way deep three from where Connor was hitting him last year. Hits the front of the iron, and out of bounds it goes. So the ball will belong here to Johnson County Central with 3:08 to go in quarter number one. And checking into the ball game will be Nate Keel. And coming out will be Vince Sherman. Well, most of the year, Ravenna and Axtell have been at the top of the C2 rankings. Maybe the teams in the East are feeling slighted, and they're coming out and playing that way. After Axtell was upset by Archbishop Bergen, and Johnson County Central has jumped out to a 13-6 lead here, and a near steal in the backcourt by John Klosterman. Johnson County Central will take the ball out. And Johnson County will toss it into the backcourt. Brings it across the timeline. Hand off there, Dorsey. Kosmicki, jump pass left wing. Back over to Dorsey. Up to Kosmicki. Comes down the lane. Over the top, Connor Baronic. Off the iron, no good. Rebound is tipped out. Right back to Kosmicki. Reset it for a three on the way. Cody Miller, and it bangs around and in. Not a very pretty shot, but Miller knocks it down. 16-6, a 10-0 run by Johnson County. At the other end, a three-pointer. Klosterman cannot answer. Ball is slapped out, and Saborn will run it down here for Ravenna. Now back to him for three. Trevor can't hit it. And the rebound brought down by Kosmicki. Up the floor he comes for Johnson County Central. All the way to the hoop. Out of control. Throws it up. They'll call him for a walk. Second turnover on Johnson County. Tried to pick up the 4-7 split that time. Knocked them both down. Seems like a very long first quarter of play because we got out to such a quick start offensively for both teams. 2:13 to go in the first. Johnson County 16 and Ravenna 6. A 10-0 run by the Thunderbirds. And Ravenna is only 1 out of 7 from three-point land. Saborn to the high post, Payne on the wing, Klosterman for another three. A lot of high archers, and that one will rain home. John Klosterman with 6 of the first 9 points here. That'll snap the 10-0 run by Johnson County. 16-9 your score. Into the ball game is Daniel Rojas. Rojas in and has it knocked away. Klosterman, and Klosterman's headed towards the hoop. He'll drive. He'll score. A steal and score for Klosterman. The lead cut to 5 here in the first quarter. 16-11. A lot of energy in the gym for a first quarter of play. Nate Keel will bring it into the front court and give it to Sherman. Minute and a half to go here in the first quarter. Keel with a basketball to Kosmicki, and then Saborn trying to step through that screen. It'll be called for the reach. First foul on Trevor Saborn. Third team foul of the half on Ravenna. And Brett Douglas will check back in. And remember, he's got 2 early fouls. And now Derek Keel will also check back in for Johnson County Central. .124 to go here in quarter number one. 16-11, Johnson County Central. And the ball will be inbounded at midcourt and thrown right back to Rojas. Rojas will bring it to the right side, get it to Nate Keel. Trying to find Kosmicki, and the ball is tipped and stolen away. Fourth turnover here in a short amount of time for the Thunderbirds. Blue Jay basketball, Anderson for 3. It's in and out from Tyson, no good. Ball tipped out of bounds off of the Thunderbirds. In fact, Brett Douglas had that rebound and then had it slapped out of his hands. So it will stay here with Ravenna. We'll give you an update on Class A in a little bit, maybe at the quarter break. Inbounds pass comes to midcourt, picked up by Klosterman. Throws it to Saborn, to Connor Baronic for three, and he'll gather his first bucket of the basketball game. Connor Baronic knocks down the three, and now Ravenna's on an 8-0 run. After Johnson County went on a 10-0 run, 16-14 Thunderbirds, and the pass tipped away and stolen again. Tyson Anderson comes up with a loose ball. Klosterman, Saborn, back to Baronic. Brett Douglas, Klosterman, open three, on the way. It's no good this time. Rebound pulled down by Brett Douglas. He'll kick it out. Connor Baronic for three, top of the key, off the iron once, twice, won't go. Another rebound brought down underneath by Anderson. He goes up, ball's partially blocked, out of bounds to Johnson County. 29 seconds to go. Keel in there with the block. 16-14, Sean Payne in. Here comes Ethan Zorb into the ball game. As Coach Paul Baronic going to try and give a couple starters a little extra time to catch their breath before the second quarter begins. Johnson County Central, 16, Ravenna 14. Inbounds pass comes to Derek Keel. Boys, C2 State semifinal here on the Breeze, KLIQ-FM. Hastings, Ravenna, Axtell, and the World Wide Web, KLIQFM.com. And now a blocking foul. Connor Baronic trying to come out and double-team Kosmicki, and Kosmicki ran right over the top of him. First foul on Connor. Fourth team foul. Still 19 seconds to go here in the quarter. 4:23 to go in the first half. Omaha Central 20, Lincoln Southeast 9 in Class A. 16-14, Johnson County by 2 with 19 seconds to go here in the first quarter. And it's Thunderbird ball at midcourt. They'll get it into Kosmicki. Over on the left wing, they'll go to Logan Dorsey. Dorsey, crossover dribble, lost it off his foot. Fight for the loose ball. We're going to get a jump as Ethan Zorb got down there to rip it away. And the arrow does point the way of Ravenna. And they have 9 seconds remaining here in the quarter. And now Coach Paul Baronic's going to bring his shooters back in. Connor Baronic, Tyson Anderson, John Klosterman. And the Blue Jays will have it uncontested in the backcourt. A little surprised here that Coach Hutt's not having his kids come up and defend him. Into the front court with it, Saborn. Over to Connor Baronic, four. To Riley in the right-hand corner, three. Bounce to the baseline, goes out of bounds, and Ravenna turns it over. Trying to get it on the baseline to Klosterman. Exactly 1 second remaining here for maybe a mighty heave by Johnson County Central. And they'll throw it just in, and that won't matter as they won't get a decent shot away. So that'll be the end of the first quarter of play. It is Johnson County 16, Ravenna 14. You're listening to the boys. C2 State semifinals on the Breeze, 94.5, and we're back in a minute.
Your farm equipment works hard for you. Trust the experts at Kirshner Implement in Ravenna to service it and get it ready to work hard again this spring. At Kirshner Implement, your John Deere dealer in Ravenna. Good luck, athletes, from Kirshner Implement.
Flashbacks Neighborhood Grill in Ravenna is proud to support the Blue Jays. Come into Flashbacks for a taste of history with the original tin ceiling, bared brick walls, and decorated with history from Ravenna, like newspaper clippings from years past. Flashbacks Grill Hours, 11 a.m. to 9:30, Monday through Saturday.
At Town & Country Bank, they believe that a bank is more than just a business. It's a vital part of the community. So stop into one of the offices in Ravenna, Pleasanton, Litchfield, or Kearney. Town & Country Bank, a hometown bank with a big interest in serving you.
The Breeze, 94.5.
And welcome back to Pershing Auditorium here in Lincoln. We're ready to start the second quarter of play, and it will be Johnson County basketball at midcourt. Ravenna trying to pressure the inbounds pass, and there's been a little pushing and shoving. The inbounds pass, Douglas knocks away off the leg of Keel, and it will belong to Ravenna. Johnson County, who played pretty clean the first five, maybe 5.5 minutes, now has 7 turnovers. Ravenna has 4. Rebounds, Ravenna 7, Johnson County 7. Free throw shooting, both teams 1 of 2. How about the three-point shooting? Johnson County 3 of 7, Ravenna 3 of 12 in the first quarter from just three-point land. 16-14 the score. Connor Baronic on the low post to Klosterman. Out to Riley Baronic for the three. It's off the mark. Douglas got the rebound. He'll put it back up and in. And that'll tie the ball game up at 16. And it's a 10-0 run by Ravenna after Johnson County went on a 10-0 run. We were tied at 6, and we've had a pair of 10-0 runs, and now we're tied at 16. So the ball will come into the front court. Kosmicki will have it. takes it himself, gets through the double team, and scoops it up and in. His second bucket of the ball game, and that'll snap the 10-0 run for Ravenna. Quickly up the floor, the Blue Jays. Klosterman right side, Baranek. Connor for three. That's good. His second three-point bucket. Connor has six. Klosterman has eight. Johnson County is led by Derek Keel with seven, and Cody Miller has six on a pair of threes. And Ravenna has regained the lead at 19-18. Just their second lead of the ball game. Up top, Cody Miller needs some help. Near a five-second count, and there it is. Turnover, Johnson County Central. And I think Coach Hunt was saying, I'm yelling for a timeout. And the official saying, I didn't hear you. So here we go. And back into the ball game. The Blue Jays will sub. Douglas is going to come out. Sean Payne will check back in. 19-18 Ravenna, after being down by as many as 10 points here at 16-6. Here's another lob, back door up, and it is in. Klosterman, a set play. Sean Payne sets a pick on the post, and then it looks like Ravenna's shooting one of those 30-foot threes, and instead, they're lobbing it in. And now Johnson County can't get the ball inbounds, so they're going to call a timeout. 30-second timeout on the floor. Ravenna 21, Johnson County 18 on the Breeze.
At Town & Country Bank, they believe that a bank is more than just a business. It's a vital part of the community. So stop into one of the offices in Ravenna, Pleasanton, Litchfield, or Kearney. Town & Country Bank, a hometown bank with a big interest in serving you.
The staff and management of Loprino Foods in Ravenna would like to wish the area high school teams best of luck in the game. Loprino Foods is proud to be a part of the Ravenna community. Thank you for the hometown support of Loprino Foods in Ravenna.
The Breeze, 94.5.
At Pershing Auditorium, Johnson County Central coming out of that 30-second timeout. And across the timeline with it will be Kosmicki. Justin Bubba Kosmicki will bring it to the right side. Stop in a right-hand corner. Crossover dribble. Drive to the baseline. Put it up. He actually hit the side of the board. Ricochets out to Ben Sherman. Now a three by Kosmicki is off the mark. No good. And Connor Baranek will pull down the rebound. Give it off there to Zaborn. Zaborn pushes it up the floor to Klosterman. Kosmicki went for the steal. Couldn't get it. So Klosterman drives. Kicks it out to Connor Baranek for three. That is in and out. No good. Sean Payne had the rebound and then dropped it out of bounds. It'll go to Johnson County. Back into the ballgame, Tyson Anderson. The Blue Jays trying to sub a lot. I think they probably have a little deeper bench, but neither team going to play a ton of kids here early on. Also, checking in will be Lucas Wilkie. 21-18 Ravenna. 6 minutes to go here in the first half. And in the backcourt, Sean Payne tips that pass, and it's going to be stolen away. Ninth turnover for the Thunderbirds. Connor Baranek will slow it down momentarily. They'll hold the ball out between the circles to the high post. Saborn, he got double-teamed, sandwiched, and a foul called on the Thunderbirds. And it's going to be called on number 12, Logan Dorsey. That's his first and just the second foul of the half here on Johnson County. Four have been called on Ravenna. And Ravenna ball on the baseline underneath their own hoop. Connor Baranek to try and throw it in here as they switch up their offense. Off the pick, Saborn catches, shoots the three. It's in and out, no good, off a quick catch and shoot. And Kosmicki will pull down his third rebound for the Thunderbirds. He'll bring the ball all the way up the floor, and as he tries to take it to the hole, it's stripped away. Anderson to the other end. Anderson layup, no good, but a blocking foul going to be called. And Tyson Anderson will go to the line and shoot a pair of free throws. The foul will be on Logan Dorsey. Two straight there on Dorsey. And Anderson has yet to score the ball game. And the second free or first free throw is on the way. No good. So let's get to that second free throw. And at halftime in Class A, it's Omaha Central 20, Lincoln Southeast 17. Central up 20-17 over Southeast. 5:27 to go here in quarter number two. Second free throw good. So Anderson with his first point of the ball game. And Ravenna now on top 22-18. Throwing over the top of the pressure. Nate Keel takes the pass here, and he'll be fouled as he tries to dribble the ball up the floor. Anderson trying to reach in and get that ball knocked away. The foul is going to be called on Tyson, his first 15 foul. And as they get things checked there at the scorer's table, Blue Jays will bring Riley Baronic, Brett Douglas, and John Klosterman back in. Payne and Wilkie are out. Anderson are out. So the starting five back on the floor here for the Blue Jays. 5:22 to go. First half, 22-18 Ravenna. They were down 16-6, so it's a 16-2 run. Kosmicki with the only bucket during that time. He'll bring it across the timeline. Dribble to the high post. Lob it underneath. And Sherman is there for the layup. Vince Sherman makes it 22-20. Into the front court they come. Blue Jays kick it over on the left wing to Connor Baronic. Baronic between the circles. Takes it right side. Guarded out there by Nate Keel. Johnson County in that zone defense, which Ravenna doesn't see very often. Riley Baronic, left-hand corner. Has to dribble out of there. He's going to need some help. And his bounce pass goes out to Connor. Back to the top of the circle. Saborn tries to get a shot away. Nate Keel comes from behind to block it. Picked back up by the Blue Jays. Connor Baronic into the lane. Ball tipped out of his hand. We're going to get a jump. The arrow points the way of Ravenna, so they'll maintain possession. 4:33 to go here in the first half of play. It is 22-20 Ravenna. Don't forget, coming up at the half, it is the Allen Superstore Halftime Show. We'll recap all the action from earlier today at the state tournament, and we will take a look at the first half stats of our basketball game. 4:33 remaining, first half, Ravenna ball. Underneath their own hoop, they'll lob it in to Anderson right in front of the Johnson County bench. And back out front to Klosterman. They'll set a play up here off the half court. To the high post they go. Saborin dribbles it back out to Klosterman. Deshaun Payne through his hands. And the first turnover for Ravenna here in the second quarter, fifth of the game. Now let's see if the Thunderbirds can do something with it. Derek Keel has not been heard from this quarter. Kosmicki pull up the free throw line, and he'll knock it down. 6 points now for Kosmicki, and we are all tied up at 22. And with the basketball, Riley Baronic looks at a three, fires a three. That one is too strong, and the rebound, Kosmicki again. That's his fourth. And Bubba Kosmicki will bring it across the timeline with a left-hand dribble. Crossover on Saborn. Take him to the paint. Kick it out for a three-pointer, Cody Miller. It's off the front of the iron, no good. And the ball is tapped out of bounds by Nate Keel. Ball belongs to the Blue Jays. And Connor Baronic and Brett Douglas are back in after a short breather. 22-all, 3:44 to go in this basketball game. Walking the ball across the timeline, a little slow trot for Saborin. Gives it to Connor Baronic. He says, let's go the other way to Klosterman. Spreading the floor a little more. High post Anderson. Turnaround jumper Tyson hit the front of the iron. No good. Rebound brought down by Derek Keel. And then Brett Douglas commits a foul that he would love to have back. You always don't want to commit the foul, but that was not very smart there by Brett Douglas. Keel had the rebound, and Brett just took a big swipe and clocked his arm. Sixth foul on Ravenna as a team, and Douglas will have to check out. Payne's back in. 3:30 to go here in the first half of play. Pass out to half court here to break the press. Goes to Keel. He'll throw it back to Kosmicki, who throws it into the front court, and Payne knocks it off of Keel, and out of bounds it goes. It'll stay with Johnson County, they say. And the Thunderbirds will take it out at their own free throw line here, extended on the far side from the bench. And Kosmicki looking, 6 points so far in the game, wants to lob it in, got it underneath the Keel. He goes reverse layup and scores. Nice lob there. Sean Payne was fronting him. He lobs it over the top of Payne to Keel, and Johnson County now has the lead back, 24-22 with 3:10 to go here in the first half. Here's a fake three by Klosterman. Bounce pass into Baronic in the paint. Good wrap around to Payne. Reverse layup good, and he draws the foul. Wow, nice play by Sean Payne. You don't usually see him make that kind of a move. He'll take it strong to the hole, but that time showing his athleticism with the reverse layup, and he now gets his first bucket of the ball game. The foul called on Vince Sherman, his second. And a chance to complete the three-point play here for Sean Payne. And the free throw is up. No good off the back of the iron. Rebound being tapped around. Ends up in the hands of Keel. And that is his fifth. Tied at 24 here on KLIQ. And the Breeze bringing you tonight's basketball game. Doug did it with you at Pershing as Sherman kicks it out for a three. Miller, that one's going to be short, no good. Rebound is brought down by John Klosterman. His first board of the ball game for Klosterman, and up the floor they come. Veronic, Connor on the left wing, back to Klosterman. 2:35 and counting here in the second quarter. And the Blue Jays don't like what they see, so they're going to reset the offense here. As the coaches for Johnson County saying stay awake here, and a three-pointer on the way by Saborn, no good. Rebound Anderson, he'll kick it back out. Might be looking at another one from Saborn. This one, no good either. And the ball's going to be traced down by Kosmicki. Kosmicki able to run it down for his fifth rebound. And right now, Johnson County doing a little bit better job on the boards. And a blocking foul going to be called on John Klosterman at midcourt. That'll be his first, but it's a seventh team foul. And so Bubba Kosmicki will go to the line to shoot a one-and-one. Ball game tied at 24. And Kosmicki with his first free throw attempt of this basketball game. Johnson County's only been to the line once, and the free throw's in and out, no good. And the rebound is brought down by Sean Payne. Up the floor, here they come, the Blue Jays. Into the corner, Anderson, out to Klosterman on the left wing. Bounce pass in the paint to Saborn. Ball fake got a man in the air, but it was double-teamed. So out to Klosterman for three, and it's good. John Klosterman with his second three and a game-high 13 points. 27-24, Ravenna back on top. Johnson County, trouble getting the ball in, and they're going to call a timeout. 30-second timeout on the floor. Ravenna 27, Johnson County 24. We'll be right back on the Breeze.
When you need real estate, appraisal, or insurance from someone you can trust, call RAI of Nebraska with offices in Loup City, Ravenna, and Shelton. We are here to cover all your needs. Good luck, area athletes from RAI of Nebraska.
Ever wonder why Ravenna has such great athletes? It's all those great cooked meals at the Dewdrop. The Dewdrop is serving up home-cooked meals 24 hours a day and a large side of small-town hospitality. Proud to support the area high school teams, the Dewdrop in Ravenna.
The Breeze, 94.5.
And as always, a big thank you to our many fine sponsors that allow us to bring you high school sports and the pinnacle here at the state tournament. We've got the Allen Superstore halftime show coming up here on the Breeze. As a big breeze just comes through Pershing Auditorium, one of the teams must have been leaving from the last game. And here's a foul called on a reach-in on Connor Moronic. Connor trying to reach from behind and tap that ball out of there. And that'll be his second. At the line will be Bubba Kosmicki to shoot the one and one. He missed the front end the last time he was there. A minute 33 to go here in quarter number two. And the free throw is on the way. And it rolls around and out. No good. Sean Payne gets the rebound. So Kosmicki, usually pretty good every place, has missed a couple of free throws. Blue Jay basketball against that extended zone. At the top of that zone is Nate Keel. Got a little height on him. Nate stands at 6'5", and he is just a freshman. And they'll throw around, and Connor Moronic has to try and save it, but lost the ball. It's turned over. Up ahead, Kosmicki. Pull-up jumper from seven, and it sits on the rim and goes. Six in the quarter and eight in the game for Justin Kosmicki. 27-26, Ravenna. 1 minute to go, first half. Connor Moronic, very long three. Hits the front of the iron, no good. Kosmicki will pull down another rebound. Ravenna has shot over 20 threes here in the first half. Kosmicki crossover, comes flying down the lane, charge. Oh, no, a block. Sean Payne going to be called for the block, and Coach Paul Moronic very unhappy with that. He is letting the official know about it. Sean Payne looked like he had great position, and Kosmicki will go to the line to shoot two. First foul on Sean Payne. I don't think the official knew what he was getting into when he walked over to the Ravenna bench. And two shots coming up for Kosmicki. The first one is good. And we are tied at 27 with 44 seconds remaining here in this first half of play. Second free throw for Kosmicki is on the way and in. He's got eight and a quarter, 10 in the game. Johnson County back on top, 28-27. Thunderbird's going to put some pressure on, so a long pass into the front court to Connor Moronic, and then Kosmicki with a reach-in foul. Kosmicki with his first foul of the basketball game. 15 foul here on Johnson County. The Thunderbirds, 23-3, just like Ravenna. Both teams with identical records. Although many people believe Ravenna has played a much tougher schedule, I guess it doesn't matter. They're panned out here, and Johnson County leads by one. Ravenna, with 30 seconds to go, spreading the floor here, may play for one, still running some offense. Sean Payne up top gives it back over to Klosterman. Bounce pass in the paint, turnaround jumper, Saborn, and Trevor hits his first bucket of the ball game. It's 29-28. Here comes Kosmicki. 15 seconds front court, still coming into the paint, all the way, a little teardrop up and in. Boy, he makes everything he shoots. Now Ravenna with a chance. 8 seconds to go. Connor Veronica to Anderson. Over to Klosterman. Klosterman drives to the hoop. Lays it up. Missed it. Payne tip at the horn. Good. Sean Payne tips it in at the horn. And that will give Ravenna the lead as we go to the halftime locker room. The Ravenna Blue Jays, 31. The Johnson County Central Thunderbirds, 30. You are listening to high school basketball action at its best on the Breeze, 94.5 and the World Wide Web at KLIQFM.com. We'll take a break and be back with the halftime show brought to you by Allen Superstore in a minute.
Good luck to the Ravenna Blue Jays. Plus, a reminder that for all of your Golden Harvest seeds, call Larry and Gary Barrett. For quality seeds that grow like the winning reputation of the Ravenna Blue Jays, it's Golden Harvest. So call Larry or Gary Barrett today for your Golden Harvest seeds for spring planting.
Ravenna Superfoods is a place for big town savings with a large touch of hometown service. A proud supporter of the Ravenna Blue Jays on their road to success. Shop Ravenna Superfoods located downtown Ravenna. Best of luck, teams.
Arrive in style and elegance to your next occasion with Aquila Limo and Prince of the Road. Aquila Limo service is an affordable luxury for any event. Call 888-511-LIMO throughout central Nebraska. That's 888-511-LIMO. Best of luck to all the area athletes.
Zorb Farms appreciates how hard these young athletes work to make the team. The lessons of teamwork and good sportsmanship are traits they'll carry for the rest of their lives. Zorb Farms also commends them for their academics. And finally, a word of thanks to the teachers and the coaches. Thanks for your dedication from Zorb Farms in Litchfield.
The Breeze, 94.5.
And welcome back to high school basketball here on The Breeze, 94.5 FM. We are at halftime, brought to you by Allen Superstore. It is Ravenna 31 and Johnson County Central 30. Don't forget, on our sister station, 1230 AM KHAS, the Hastings College men just getting underway in their second round game at the national tournament against the defending state champions, or defending national champions, and the sixth overall seed this year in Oklahoma Wesleyan. Early today, a shocking development. The Hastings College women upset by Grandview of Iowa by a score of 68-61, despite the 32-point performance from Lindsay Ducey. And Hastings makes their earliest exit from the national tournament since 2005. Just a complete shocker. The number one team in the country being upset in the second round today after playing so well over the last half of the season. So far, here's what's going on at the state tournament. Halftime in Class A, it was Omaha Central 20 and Lincoln Southeast 17. Earlier tonight, Norfolk able to steal and score a layup in the final seconds for a 53-51 win over Creighton Prep. In Class B, it was South Sioux City over Ralston 65-55, and Omaha Scott defeated Beatrice 46-43. In C1, Shadron rallied from a 9-point second-half deficit to beat Minden 55-47, and Hastings St. Cecilia was up 17 in the third quarter and then held on for a 55-52 win over Norfolk Catholic. Earlier tonight here in C2, Archbishop Bergen jumped out to a 29-9 first-half lead and then were able to beat Axtell tonight, knock off the number one team in Class C2 by a score of 52-43. So Axtell, the first number one team to get knocked out. All the other number one teams have advanced on to the state championship, so not something Axtell fans want to hear. But Norfolk in A, Scutt in B, Shadron in C1, Overton in D1 and Ewing in D2, all the number one teams in the Omaha World Herald rankings except for Axtell have advanced on as Bergen beat them 52-43. Axtell cut the lead to 6 in the fourth quarter but never got any closer. In D1, Freeman beat Emerson Hubbard today 54-43, and Overton down Humphrey St. Francis 54-46. That game was tied at 44 in the fourth quarter. And in D2, Ewing pulled away from Hay Springs 61-48. And in overtime, Hampton beat Hayes Center 74-66. Hampton was down 10 going into the fourth quarter, then had a 5-point lead. Hayes Center hits a 3 right before the horn to send it to overtime, and then Hampton able to win it in overtime. So that's what's happened so far here at the state tournament. We'll be back with more on our halftime report in 1 minute.
Flashback's Neighborhood Grill in Ravenna is proud to support the Blue Jays. Come into Flashback's for a taste of history with the original tin ceiling, bared brick walls, and decorated with history from Ravenna, like newspaper clippings from years past. Flashback's Grill Hours, 11 a.m. to 9:30, Monday through Saturday.
At Town & Country Bank, they believe that a bank is more than just a business. It's a vital part of the community. So stop into one of the offices in Ravenna, Pleasanton, Litchfield, or Kearney. Town & Country Bank, a hometown bank with a big interest in serving you.
Your farm equipment works hard for you. Trust the experts at Kirshner Implement in Ravenna to service it and get it ready to work hard again this spring. At Kirshner Implement, your John Deere dealer in Ravenna. Good luck, athletes from Kirshner Implement.
The staff and management of Loprino Foods in Ravenna would like to wish the area high school teams best of luck in the game. Loprino Foods is proud to be a part of the Ravenna community. Thank you for the hometown support of Loprino Foods in Ravenna.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Want to take a look at some other scores going on around the country. NCAA basketball got some good games going on out there. In the Big Ten, Minnesota leads Michigan State 33-30 early in the second half. In the Pac-10, Cal leads UCLA 40-39 early in the second half. Elsewhere today, it is Baylor leading Kansas State a minute and a half to go in the first half, 34-31. In other action, they are at halftime, and Notre Dame on our sister station, ESPN 1460 and 1550 in the Big East semifinals, trailing West Virginia at the half, 23-20. Florida State leads North Carolina State 22-21 in the ACC tournament. Vanderbilt leads Georgia in the SEC 22-16, 7:40 to go first half. Kansas was down most of the game, but then pulled away late to beat Texas A&M 79-66. Kentucky beat Alabama. Duke over Virginia. Purdue takes care of Northwestern. Ohio State hits a long three at the buzzer to beat Michigan 69-68. Tennessee beat Mississippi, and Illinois knocked off Wisconsin today. Also, it was Georgia Tech over Maryland 69-64. Georgetown thumps Marquette 80-57 to advance to the Big East Final. And here in high school basketball, Ravenna 31, Johnson County Central 30 at the half. We'll look at the first half numbers in 1 minute here on The Breeze.
Such great athletes, it's all those great cooked meals at the Dewdrop. The Dewdrop is serving up home-cooked meals 24 hours a day and a large side of small-town hospitality. Proud to support the area high school teams, the Dewdrop in Ravenna.
Good luck to the Ravenna Blue Jays. Plus, a reminder that for all of your Golden Harvest seeds, call Larry and Gary Barrett. For quality seeds that grow like the winning reputation of the Ravenna Blue Jays, it's Golden Harvest. So call Larry or Gary Barrett today for your Golden Harvest seeds for spring planting.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Now let's take a look at the first half stats. First of all, for Johnson County Central, Logan Dorsey, 1 point and has 2 rebounds. Justin Bubba Kosmicki leads the way with 12 points and 6 rebounds. Nate Keel has a block shot. Ben Sherman, 2 points, 1 rebound. Cody Miller, 6 points. And Derek Keel, 9 points, 5 rebounds, and 1 block. 7 rebounds in each quarter for Johnson County. Free throw shooting, 1 of 2 in the first quarter, 2 of 4 in the second. 3-point shooting, 3 of 7 in the first quarter, 0 of 3 in the second. Turnovers, 6 in the first quarter and 4 in the second. Foul situation, Logan Dorsey and Vince Sherman each have 2. For Johnson County Central, 16 points in the first quarter, 14 in the second, and at the half, 30 points, 14 rebounds, 3 out of 6 at the free throw line, 3 of 10 from 3-point land, 2 block shots and 10 turnovers for the Thunderbirds, who are ranked 4th at 23-3. For the Ravenna Blue Jays, John Klosterman leads the way with 13 points, 1 rebound. Trevor Saborin, 2 points and a rebound. Tyson Anderson, 1 point, 2 rebounds, 1 block. Connor Veronik, 6 points, 2 rebounds. Riley Veronik has hit a 3-pointer. In fact, he hit the first bucket of the game. That's his total, 1 rebound with that bucket. Brett Douglas, 2 points, 3 rebounds. Lucas Wilkie, a rebound. And Sean Payne, 4 points, 3 rebounds. 7 rebounds in each quarter, so the teams are even in rebounding. Free throw shooting, 1 of 2 in the first quarter, 1 of 3 in the second. Ravenna has thrown up a ton of threes against the zone. 3 of 12 in the first quarter, 2 of 9 in the second quarter. Turnovers, 4 in the first quarter, 2 in the second. Foul situation, Brett Douglas has 3, Connor Veronik has 2. Ravenna had 14 points in the first quarter, 17 in the second, and at the half, the Blue Jays, 31 points, 14 rebounds, 2 out of 5 at the free throw line, 5 of 21 from 3-point land, 1 block, and 6 turnovers. Shooting percentage, both teams have made 12 buckets, but Ravenna has shot 10 more times. Ravenna is 12 out of 32 for 38%. Johnson County's 12 out of 22 for 55%. And at the half, it's Ravenna 31 and Johnson County Central 30 here in the boys' C2 state semifinals. The winner will head on to the championship game tomorrow night against Archbishop Bergen of Fremont. The game's scheduled for 9, probably tip off closer to 9:30. And if Ravenna wins that, you'll hear the game right here on the Breeze 94.5 FM, plus all 6 championship games, beginning with Overton and Freeman tomorrow morning at 9:30 in D1, can be heard on ESPN Radio 1460 and 1550 and the World Wide Web at ESPNSuperstation.com. You've been listening to the Halftime Report brought to you by Allen Superstore, and we'll have the second half in 1 minute.
Shopping centered around you. One-stop shop that gives you more. Shopping centered around you. Whether you get more, Superstore, Allen's Superstore.
When you need real estate, appraisal, or insurance from someone you can trust, call RAI of Nebraska with offices in Loup City, Ravenna, and Shelton. We are here to cover all your needs. Good luck, area athletes from RAI of Nebraska.
Your farm equipment works hard for you. Trust the experts at Kirshner Implement in Ravenna to service it and get it ready to work hard again this spring. At Kirshner Implement, your John Deere dealer in Ravenna. Good luck, athletes from Kirshner Implement.
The Breeze, 94.5.
And Doug Duda back with you here on The Breeze, live from Pershing Auditorium. I want to thank Steph for taking care of us with all the producing and engineering back in the studio. 31-30, Ravenna with the lead. And it will be possession of Johnson County Central to start the third quarter of play. And the fans making some noise here. Can Johnson County keep up their good play here in the second half? To throw the ball in will be Cody Miller right in front of us here at midcourt. The winner advances to the state final. Johnson County hasn't been there as a consolidated school because they're brand new. Right now, Ravenna goes for the steal, couldn't get it, and that leaves the lane open. Sherman dishes it off to Keel. Keel attacks, and Keel scores. Derek with 11 points in the basketball game, and Johnson County back up by one. Fast break the other way, but one thing that the Thunderbirds have done, they've got back well to set up that zone. Connor Baranek on the post. Up to Brett Douglas for the three. It's no good. Riley Baranek tries to tip it out. Douglas throws it back in, but it's into Dorsey's hands. Baseball pass to the other end. Kosmicki, the cherry pick, lays it up and in. 14 for Kosmicki. And the first two buckets of the second half belong to Johnson County Central. Not exactly what they had in mind. If they're Ravenna fans, Connor Baranek, long three. The knuckleball is no good. And the rebound will be brought down underneath, almost thrown away by Vince Sherman. It's tapped back to him. And now they'll get it to Kosmicki and try and slow it down just momentarily. Bubba brings it into the front court. Got tripped up. Tripped over the feet of Trevor Saborn. They let it go. Turnover. Saborn, two on two. Drives in. Takes a tough shot over Sherman. It will not go. The ball is booted out of bounds. And they'll say it belongs to Ravenna. So now they'll take it out underneath their own hoop. Connor Baranek to do so here. Looking, and swings it all the way out towards midcourt to Saborin. Dorsey reached in for the steal. They don't call the foul. Shane Gettle and his crew are doing the officiating here. 6:40 remaining. Ravenna fans may remember Gettle in his high school days back at Arcadia. He was a stud athlete, extremely good in track. Connor Baranek down to the low post to Klosterman. Out to Riley Baranek. They let him shoot the three. This one is going to be short. No good. Offensive rebound down low. Klosterman puts it up and in, and a foul. They'll give him the bucket. John Klosterman continues to pace this team with 15 points. And that is the first bucket of the second half here for the Ravenna Blue Jays. And the first foul of the half called on Johnson County Central will be on Kosmicki. It is his second of the basketball game. And so Klosterman at the line. He's one of two. And now a chance to make it a three-point play, and he will. 16 points now for Klosterman. And we are tied at 34 here with 6:20 to go in quarter number three. Here's Dorsey. Passes a little behind him. He had to come back to get it. Now across the timeline into the double team. Swings it over to Sherman. Sherman to the right elbow. Pulls up from 15. No good. Long rebound. Payne goes for it. Runs over a man. Out of bounds. They're going to give Ravenna the ball. Or are they going to give Johnson County the ball? Let's see. Yeah, they made the right call. Johnson County will get the basketball. And they'll inbound it up top to Keel. Quickly to Kosmicki, top of the key. Guarded there by Tyson Anderson. Little crossover dribble, backs up. Now trying to move on Saborn. Right side they go to Miller. Back inside they'll go to Keel. Turnaround jumper, knocks it down. Nice shot by Derek Keel. He's got 13, and it's 36-34 Johnson County. 5:50 to go here in the ballgame's third quarter. Klosterman, a long three. That's off the front of the iron. No good. Barely caught anything. And the rebound brought down by Keel. His sixth. Ravenna is 0-4 from three-point land to get things underway here in this second half. Ball goes back into the hands of Keel inside. Shot missed. Got it back. Put it up and in, and he's fouled. Derek Keel off the Vince Sherman miss has 6 points already in this quarter, and Johnson County has decided they want to get that ball inside. And it is working, 38-34. Well, if we don't watch out, we're going to get that Axtell-Ravenna matchup that we wanted, only it's going to be in the consolation game. The foul is called on John Klosterman, his second. And the free throw attempt for Derek Keel, his first of the game, is on the way, and it is no good. Brett Douglas re-enters the game, and Brett Douglas will get the rebound. Keel averages nearly 16 points a game. He's got 15 right now. Connor Baranek, open three, can't get it to go. He really hasn't been in a flow in this basketball game, and Keel will have his eighth rebound. And Ravenna now 0-5 in the quarter and 5 of 26 from three-point land. We haven't even played 3 minutes in the quarter, and they fired up three threes. Kosmicki's going to try a three. That's way off the mark. Off the glass deep. Rebound run down by Trevor Saborn. Saborn drives. Pull-up jumper from 12, and it's short. Ball saved into play. Vince Sherman has it. They want to run down to Miller. Miller one-on-one scores. And we may see a timeout here from Ravenna. 40-34, but no, Coach Paul Baranek calls a play. Tyson Anderson up top, Connor Baranek. Connor will hold it, guarded by Kosmicki. To Saborn and back to Connor. The six-point lead for Johnson County, their biggest since early in the first quarter. Baseline, Brett Douglas. Left-hander off the glass and in. Good pass into Brett. Second bucket of the ball game for Douglas. 40-36, Johnson County. 4:20 to go here in the third quarter. Bubba Kosmicki all the way into the lane. Can't get his shot away. He'll kick it out to Miller. Cody tripped up. Ball loose. Picked up by Connor Moronic. Over to Anderson. One-on-one. Takes it at Sherman. Draws the foul. The shot won't go. Then Sherman with his third personal foul, second foul of the half, and Tyson Anderson to the line to shoot two. And here comes Anderson. He's one of two at the line for his only point, and this free throw won't go. And we're going to see some substitutions now. Back into the ball game, Lucas Wilkie for the Blue Jays. And coming in for Johnson County is Nate Keel. Sean Payne, Tyson Anderson, Lucas Wilkie, John Klosterman, and Connor Baronic are the five on the floor right here for Ravenna. And Anderson's second free throw is up and in. So one of two, and it's 40-37 Johnson County. Playing a lot better than I thought they did when I watched their game with Burwell last night. And Ravenna played so well against Sutton. Kosmicki drives, tries to make a pass, and throws it out of bounds. It slipped out of his hands. He's made a few jump passes in this ball game. Most of them have been on the money. In the fourth quarter in Class A, Lincoln Southeast has taken the lead over Omaha Central, 37-33 in the Class A semifinal. Right now it is back to Blue Jay basketball here against the Thunderbirds. Trying to get it inside Anderson. Anderson ball fake, steps through the double team, but hit the rim on the way up. Rebound comes down to Lucas Wilkie. It was a nice move that time, but couldn't finish. Payne at the high post, kicks it wing, nothing there. Back to Connor Baronic, hand in his face, Cody Miller. Been in zone most of the game into Wilkie, gives it to Payne. Good backside look, and he'll lay it up and in. Nice pass, Lucas Wilkie on the assist. Sean Payne with the bucket. 40-39, Johnson County, and up the floor, Kosmicki gets trapped, loses the ball. Two on two, Klosterman into the hole, lays it up, good. And now Ravenna is on a run, and they have the lead, 41-40. They've scored seven in a row with 3:10 to go, third quarter of play. Kosmicki brings it across the timeline, tripped again, and out of bounds. It belongs to Johnson County. Into the ball game, Dan Rojas. That is the third time in this quarter alone that Johnson County has tripped over a Ravenna foot and fallen down. Sometimes they call it a foul, sometimes they don't. Here in all three cases, they've let the play continue. And Johnson County will throw it out to midcourt. Cody Miller handles the basketball. Over to Keel. Keel up top, Rojas. Swings it right side to Kosmicki. Kosmicki, pull-up jumper from 10. No good. Payne with the rebound. His fourth of the basketball. Up ahead to Tyson Anderson. On the low post, trying to get it to Wilkie, and it's going to be turned over. Cody Miller steps in front. Ravenna's first turnover of the second half. 2:35 to go, third quarter. Ravenna 41, Johnson County 40. Kosmicki into the front court here. Pull-up jumper from 15. Draws the foul. He'll go to the line and shoot two. The shot was no good. Kosmicki had a big second quarter with 10 points. He's got 14 in the ball game. Ravenna seems to be doing a little bit better job here covering him in this second half. Looks like we're still waiting on that Hastings College men's game to start tonight as the free throw is up and it is in for Kosmicki. Of course, when you're the last game of the night, and there are, what, three, six, seven games before you that started earlier this morning, and then it's going to be a late start. And there may be an overtime game still to go between Dakota Wesleyan and Cornerstone. Free throw up and no good. Kosmicki got one of two. John Klosterman with the rebound. And Klosterman quickly up the floor to Saborn. Back to Klosterman, the trailer. 4-3 off the front of the iron. They're still not going. Rebound Riley Baronic, though. Back for another three. Klosterman this time in and out. Foul on the rebound. Riley Baronic has the ball, but was he over the back? No, the foul's on Johnson County. It's going to be on Nate Keel. His first, team's third. 2:14 to go, third quarter. We're tied at 41. Ravenna ball, Connor Baronic looking, comes into the low post, gets it to Payne. He's double-teamed, though, and kicks it out, and they'll set the offense. Klosterman out between the circles. One dribble, gives it off to Saborn. Long three, Trevor. That's in. That makes a streak of seven consecutive misses from outside the arc. Saborn is his second bucket of the ball game. 44-41, Ravenna. Kosmicki into the front court, and Connor Baronic trying to step in front. Called for the foul. Third personal foul on Connor Baronic. And the second foul of the half. Douglas and Baronic each have three for Ravenna. Ben Sherman has three for Johnson County. Tyson Anderson comes in. Brett Douglas will come in. Connor Baronic and Sean Payne will check out. And it'll be Johnson County ball underneath their own hoop. Get it into Keel. Derek's going to try a three. That misses everything short. And the ball goes out of bounds to Ravenna. Or do we have a foul call? No, I think we're going to have a foul call on Klosterman. And for John, that'll be his third personal foul, third team foul. And coming into the ball game now is going to be Lucas Wilkie. Nate Keel, the rebound on that play. Johnson County will have Kosmicki throw it into Rojas, over to Sherman. Ball fake, drives into the paint, double team, kicks it back out of the wing. Out to Rojas, he's looking for Kosmicki. And Bubba will come up and take the basketball. Crossover dribble, double pump, puts the shot up, and it rolls in. Kosmicki with 5 in the quarter and 17 in the game. 44-43 Ravenna, a minute and a half, third quarter. Wilkie, right wing, gives it up top against this matchup zone. Saborin drives, ball slips out of his hands, but Douglas runs it down. Brett has to put the ball on the floor. Ravenna calls the timeout. Didn't want to lose the possession, so timeout Ravenna. It is their first of the game, a 30-second timeout. 1:17 to go in the third quarter of play. Ravenna 44, Johnson County 43. We'll be right back on the Breeze.
Ravenna Superfoods is a place for big town savings with a large touch of hometown service. A proud supporter of the Ravenna Blue Jays on their road to success. Shop Ravenna Superfoods located downtown Ravenna. Best of luck, teams.
At Town & Country Bank, they believe that a bank is more than just a business. It's a vital part of the community. So stop into one of the offices in Ravenna, Pleasanton, Litchfield, or Kearney. Town & Country Bank, a hometown bank with a big interest in serving you.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Heck of a ball game going here in Class C2. Our first game was Axtell trying to come from behind the entire second half. Couldn't do it. Here it's been back and forth the whole game. We've seen both teams go on offensive runs, but right now, Ravenna's up 44-43. There's that lob underneath. Klosterman gives it to Payne this time. Missed the little bunny, and the rebound is tipped out to Dan Rojas. And then it's going to be knocked away. He'll get it back. They wanted a travel call, didn't get it. Johnson County still in the backcourt. Vince Sherman with the basketball. Better hurry. And he just got across the timeline to Derek Keel. Nice play at the other end by Ravenna. That lob that looks like a three but isn't. And now a hand check foul going to be called on Trevor Saborin when Kosmicki had lost the ball. The second foul on Saborin. And that'll be the 15th foul on Ravenna. 46 seconds remain here in the third quarter of play. Both fans trying to get into it. Ravenna is 6 out of 29 from three-point range, according to our books. They just made one a moment ago with Trevor Saborn after missing their first 8 of the quarter. Right now, Johnson County the ball, a chance to take the lead. Give and go back in to Kosmicki from Keel. Missed the shot badly, but an offensive rebound put back up and in by Nate Keel. Keel with his first bucket of the basketball game, and it's 45-44 Johnson County. Riley Baronic spots up for a three at the other end. It won't go. Rebound fought for, ball on the floor, picked up there by Vince Sherman, and then he's fouled. Ravenna's defense is getting too aggressive right now. And it is causing them some foul problems. That is the sixth foul of this half. The first foul on Zorb. 4 minutes left in Class A. Lincoln Southeast 43, Omaha Central 42. In the other semifinal that is going on, UNK wrestling team 5 All-Americans today. They are in eighth place with 24 points after the first day of the Division II Wrestling Championships going on at UNO. And now the ball knocked out of Kosmicki, loose on the floor, and the refs having a hard time keeping this thing straight right now. It's so physical underneath. And looks like they're going to call a turnover. It is a jump ball, and the arrow will point the way of Ravenna. That is the fifth turnover for Johnson County here in the quarter. We've got 9 seconds to go. Both teams subbing here a little bit for this, what we assume will be last possession. 45-44, Johnson County. And Ravenna has the ball, a chance to take the lead into the fourth here. Savorin dribbles out to Connor Baronic, back to Klosterman. Klosterman got tripped up, and a blocking foul going to be called out front. The foul is on Logan Dorsey. It'll be his third, fourth team foul. 4.4 seconds left here in the quarter. Ravenna ball underneath their own hoop. Connor Baronic to throw it in. Finds Klosterman. Drop step, ball knocked away, and that will be the end of the quarter as it goes out of bounds at the end of three. Johnson County 45, Ravenna 44. You're listening to the boys, D2 State semifinals of the Breeze, 94.5. We're back in a minute.
Arrive in style and elegance to your next occasion with Aquila Limo and Prince of the Road. Aquila Limo service is an affordable luxury for any event. Call 888-511-LIMO throughout Central Nebraska. That's 888-511-LIMO. Best of luck to all the area athletes.
Zorb Farms appreciates how hard these young athletes work to make the team. The lessons of teamwork and good sportsmanship are traits they'll carry for the rest of their lives. Zorb Farms also commends them for their academics. And finally, a word of thanks to the teachers and the coaches. Thanks for your dedication from Zorb Farms in Litchfield.
Flashback's Neighborhood Grill in Ravenna is proud to support the Blue Jays. Come into Flashback's for a taste of history with the original tin ceiling, bared brick walls, and decorated with history from Ravenna, like newspaper clippings from years past. Flashback's Grill Hours, 11 a.m. to 9:30, Monday through Saturday.
The Breeze, 94.5.
And welcome back to high school basketball here on The Breeze and KLIQFM.com. The fourth quarter to decide who will take on Archbishop Bergen for the C2 State Championship. Johnson County gets the ball to start the fourth quarter. 45-44. And they will be led by Kosmicki. Bubba, 17 points. Derek Keel with 15. Ravenna has 18 from John Klosterman. He's the only player in double figures. And Johnson County very patient here to start the fourth quarter, spreading the floor, working it around the perimeter, checking out the Blue Jay defense, which is a man-to-man, but they're sagging. Johnson County is 3 of 12 from three-point range, 6 of 29 for Ravenna. The ball gets down low, in and out of the hands of one man, Dorsey, and then picked up by Derek Keel, who will lay it up and in. 47 to 44 at the other end. Klosterman forces the shot, no good. Vince Sherman will have his fifth rebound. Ravenna's got to continue to stay patient, take better shots. Three-point lead for Johnson County. 47-44, a minute into the fourth quarter of play. Ball being worked around the perimeter. Kosmicki up top. Gives it to Miller, back up to Kosmicki. Just playing kick, a catch on the left side. They're trying to get Keel maybe posted up. Him and Sherman are just running a little high-low. And Johnson County hasn't done this all game. But they are spreading the floor here and trying to shorten the game. 47-44. Last night they beat Burwell. 49-44 was the final, so it should be higher scoring here. Sherman, top of the key, swings it over to Miller, not even looking at the three. Bounce pass into Keel through the double team, and he'll score. So the patience pays off, and Derek Keel with 10.5 and 19 in the game. Savorin brings it up to Connor Baronic. Back to Douglas. Douglas on the left side of the key, gives it to Klosterman. Left side three is good. John Klosterman hits the three. He's got 21 points. Ravenna is 7 of 31 from beyond the arc here in the ball game. 49-47, Johnson County, and trying to make the steal. Klosterman steps out of bounds. Tyson Anderson will now check into the ball game for Ravenna. In Class A, 2:36 to go in the game. Lincoln Southeast 46 and Omaha Central 44 with 2.5 to go. Ball belongs to Johnson County here. They lead 49-47, 6 minutes to go. The entry pass to Keel is loose on the floor. Brett Douglas dives on it and makes the steal. Here come the Blue Jays. Three on two. They give it to Saborn. Back out Klosterman. A very long three is off the front of the iron, but no good. Rebound pulled down by Cody Miller. First of the game I have for Johnson County. 49-47, Johnson County by two. 5.5 to go in our ball game. Up the floor, Kosmicki takes it through the lane, down to Keel. Great pass, and Douglas fouled him. Shot doesn't go. Brett Douglas with his fourth personal foul. Seventh team foul on the Jays. And Derek Keel, 0 of 1 at the line so far tonight. 19 points, 8 rebounds, 1 block. Bubba Kosmicki, 17 points, 6 rebounds, which were all in the first half. Free throw in. Keel now has 20, 50-47. Ravenna, the defending C2 state champions, trying to get back to the finals, but trailing right now by 3. Sean Payne back in. Second free throw in and out, no good. And getting in there to pull down the rebound will be John Klosterman, his fourth forward. Up to Saborin. Connor Baronic, top of the circle. They're extending that zone. High post, Payne, turnaround, bounce pass, beauty for a layup. Trevor Saborin. Sean Payne ran that one perfectly. 50-49. Johnson County by one. They throw over the press into the front court to Logan Dorsey. Dorsey has the basketball over to Sherman. And Sherman will kick the ball back out. Under 5 minutes to go in our game. Working it into almost a four-corner look here for the Thunderbirds. And a travel, Kosmicki. Kosmicki was going to make a quick move and move too quickly. The 17 turnover for the Thunderbirds compared to just 7 in the ball game for Ravenna. In fact, I only have Ravenna for 3 turnovers since the end of the first quarter of play. But they still trail by one, 50-49. There's that lob underneath. It wasn't a good one this time, so they kick it out to Anderson for 3, and that's good. Worked out even better for Ravenna. Tyson Anderson with his first 3, and Ravenna regains the lead and nearly stole the inbound pass. Good hustle by Anderson, exactly what Coach Paul Baronic wants to see. 52-50 Ravenna. 4:26 to go in this basketball game, and here comes the psychotic subs. Zorb and Wilkie to check in, and a timeout on the floor by Johnson County. It's a full timeout. They will have 2 timeouts remaining. 4:26 to go in the basketball game. Ravenna 52, Johnson County 50. We're back in a minute on the Breeze.
The staff and management of Loprino Foods in Ravenna would like to wish the area high school teams best of luck in the game. Loprino Foods is proud to be a part of the Ravenna community. Thank you for the hometown support of Loprino Foods in Ravenna.
Ever wonder why Ravenna has such great athletes? It's all those great cooked meals at the Dewdrop. The Dewdrop is serving up home-cooked meals 24 hours a day and a large side of small-town hospitality. Proud to support the area high school teams, the Dewdrop in Ravenna.
When you need real estate, appraisal, or insurance from someone you can trust, call RAI of Nebraska with offices in Loup City, Ravenna, and Shelton. We are here to cover all your needs. Good luck, area athletes from RAI of Nebraska.
The Breeze, 94.5.
And again, we want to thank our many fine sponsors for allowing us to bring you high school sports throughout the year. And, of course, tonight, boys state tournament action on the Breeze. 4:26 remains in the ball game. Ravenna has the lead back at 52-50 over Johnson County. And Johnson County calling the timeout. They've got 2 remaining. Ravenna has 4. Full court pressure going to be applied here by Ravenna as everybody gets set. And here we go. Throwing it in will be Cody Miller. They get it to Kosmicki, and Ravenna just backs off when they get it into Kosmicki most of the time. Sherman back to Kosmicki. Crossover off his foot. Picked it back up. Heads down the lane. Dishes it off to Keel. Keel short jumper. No good. Sean Payne rebound. Keel over the back. Derek Keel with his first personal foul. 15 foul on Johnson County. Ravenna has the ball in a 2-point lead. 52-50. 4:12 to go in a basketball game. Ravenna hoping to get back to the state final. Across the timeline, unguarded. will be suborned over to Baronic. Now they swing it over to the right side. Klosterman, skip pass over to Connor Baronic. Hasn't had a shot in forever. Doesn't get one here either. Over to Saborin. Saborin drives, reaching in from behind. We got a foul called on the Thunderbirds. And it goes on Logan Dorsey, his fourth, sixth team foul. And so one more time, the Blue Jays will take it out underneath their own hoop. Connor Baronic to do so. Right-hand corner to Saborn, to Anderson. Anderson in the paint, double-teamed out to Klosterman. John for three. That's off the mark, no good. Rebound, pulled down, and then a foul called on Anderson, who made the steal. Or is it on Klosterman? It's going to be John Klosterman, the leading scorer in the game. That is his fourth foul and the eighth team foul. John has 21 points, but now he's got four fouls. And at the line will be Derek Keel, who just pulled down his ninth rebound, has 20 points, and a chance to tie the game if he hits them both. The free throw is up and in. 52-51 Ravenna, 3:47 remaining in the ball game. Both teams are in the 1-1 from here on out until we get to the 10 fouls, and the second free throw also good for Keel. 7 in the quarter, 22 in the game. We are tied at 52. Ravenna in the front court, Saborn at the top of the circle, gives it off to Klosterman. Inside, nothing there. High post, Payne swings it to Baronic. Back over to Klosterman. Into the paint again, Anderson. Out to Saborn for three. It will not go. Rebound pulled down by Derek Keel. And it might just be determined whether Ravenna makes a three, makes a couple of them down the stretch, because that's what they continue to shoot. According to my book, that is their 35th attempt. And now Sean Payne got away with a foul, and it's going to be underneath the Sherman and blocked by Klosterman. Klosterman blocks it off the glass, comes out of there with it, headed to the other end. 360 smooth, a spin move up to Connor Baronic for three. It's way off the mark, and the rebound brought down by Derek Keel. I'll tell you what, when Ravenna's missing tonight, they are missing way off the mark on some of these. Now a long pass into the front court to Miller. Back on the wing, they'll get it to Dorsey. Miller in the corner, 2:45 to go. We're tied at 52. Down to Keel, turnaround jumper from 7, no good. Rebound, Klosterman. And in the backcourt, a reach-in foul going to be called on number 34, Vince Sherman, his fourth. And a 1-1 coming up. Well, both games, I'll have to admit, a little bit of a surprise tonight. I didn't think Johnson County showed that much last night in their win over Burwell, but they have definitely played better here tonight. And this one is far from over since we're tied at 52. At the line to shoot the 1-1, Trevor Saborn, his first free throw of the night, is on the way, and it is no good. Rebound brought down by Vince Sherman. He skied for that one, and he'll get it to Kosmicki. Bubba's been quiet here in the fourth quarter, hasn't scored yet. Cody Miller in the front court. 2:30 to go here in the basketball game. Miller, bounce pass baseline. Sherman runs into Payne. Payne got there late, a blocking foul. Sean Payne with his second personal foul, ninth team foul, and to the line to shoot two will be Vince Sherman. He has not been to the line, has just 2 points in the basketball game. As a team tonight, Johnson County is 7 of 13 at the line. Free throw no good. And Wilkie out of the game, back into the game. Klosterman after a very short breather. Second free throw now coming up for Vince Sherman. A chance to give the Thunderbirds the lead back. And this one is on the way, and it hits the front of the rim and crawls over and in. Third point of the game for Vince Sherman. 53-52 Johnson County, Ravenna basketball. And John Klosterman, the trailer, has it. He'll go high post to Payne. Back to John. Thought about the three, didn't take it. Now Saborn, one-on-one left side. Runs into the double-team. Keel, good slide over to cut off the baseline. Back up top, they'll go Baronic. Reset it. Connor, here's a long three that's meant to be shot and meant to be scored. Connor Baronic, his third three, and that's all he's got tonight. 9 in the ball game. Ravenna back up 55-53. Under 2 minutes to go. Here's Kosmicki. He pulls up from 16, and he'll answer right back. 19 for Bubba Kosmicki. We're tied at 55 with a minute 45 to go in the basketball game. Connor Baronic, pass knocked away, but he got it back. Over to the right side to Anderson. Through his hands and out of bounds. Turnover Ravenna. That is their first turnover of the fourth quarter and only their second of the entire half. And it looks like Paul Moronic wants to call a timeout because he's got him to use. We have a minute 38 to go in this C2 Boys semifinal. And with the score tied at 55, 1:38 to go, Johnson County will have the ball when we come back on the Breeze.
Good luck to the Ravenna Blue Jays. Plus, a reminder that for all of your Golden Harvest seeds, call Larry and Gary Barrett. For quality seeds that grow like the winning reputation of the Ravenna Blue Jays, it's Golden Harvest. So call Larry or Gary Barrett today for your Golden Harvest seeds for spring planting.
Your farm equipment works hard for you. Trust the experts at Kirshner Implement in Ravenna to service it and get it ready to work hard again this spring. At Kirshner Implement, your John Deere dealer in Ravenna. Good luck, athletes, from Kirshner Implement.
The Breeze, 94.5.
And welcome back to Pershing Auditorium here in Lincoln. Glad to have you back on this Friday night from the State High School Basketball Tournament. Both games coming down to the wire. Omaha Central leads Lincoln Southeast 53-52 with 3.5 seconds to go in the ball game. And it will be 55 all here with a minute 38 to go in the ball game. And it looks like Southeast doesn't get a shot away, and Central wins it by one, 53-52. Right here, Johnson County has the ball tied at 55, a minute 38 to go. And they will inbound it in the backcourt. Kosmicki with it to Dorsey into the front court to Keel. Skips it over to Miller, left wing. Back out Kosmicki. Top of the circle, way out there now. They'll go to Miller. Back to Kosmicki. And reaching in for the steal, can't get it. So Kosmicki drives, puts up a 16-footer, no good. Sherman rebound, knocked out of his hands by Payne. Ball's loose, and Ravenna has the basketball. And up the floor they come. Klosterman got it down to Saborn. Saborn drives, and he is fouled. Saborn will go to the line. Boy, Johnson County got a real good look on the offensive rebound and could not finish. Sean Payne stepping up to make the play. The foul will be on Kosmicki, his third. And at the line to shoot two, Trevor Saborn. 0 of 1, 7 points. The first free throw on the way and in, and Ravenna has regained the lead. 56-55, 1:07 to go. Biggs 39 in the ball game tonight in Class A. Second free throw on the way and in. 57-55, Ravenna, a minute 7 to go. Full court pressure being put on here, and look for Kosmicki to handle the basketball when they get in the front court. Cody Miller gives it off to Dorsey. Into the front court, Keel skip past Kosmicki, pull-up jumper right corner from 16, and he hits a tough one. 21 from Kosmicki. We're tied at 57 with 50 seconds to go. Ravenna theoretically could hold for the last shot, and I think that's what they're going to do. Connor Moronic is playing catch with Saborn. Saborn now looks back out to Connor. Ravenna has three timeouts to use. Let's see when Coach Moronic uses one, as I imagine he will. 30 seconds to go. We are tied at 57. Blue Jays with a basketball. Bounce pass right side, Connor Moronic. Now they overplay it, so he'll pass it out. Nearly stolen. Collision. Foul, Johnson County. Oh, it was a good chance there by Logan Dorsey, and now he's fouled out of the game. He almost got that errant pass, and then when he didn't, there was a collision, and he'll foul out of the game with just 1 point and three rebounds. 20 seconds to go, and that will put Trevor Saborn at the line to shoot the 1-1. He was there the last possession and knocked down two. Nate Keel will come in as the replacement, and Johnson County will call a timeout. They will have one remaining. 20 seconds to go in regulation. We're tied at 57. We'll be back in 1 minute on the Breeze.
Ravenna Superfoods is the place for big town savings with a large touch of hometown service. A proud supporter of the Ravenna Blue Jays on their road to success. Shop Ravenna Superfoods located downtown Ravenna. Best of luck, teams.
Arrive in style and elegance to your next occasion with Aquila Limo and Prince of the Road. Aquila Limo service is an affordable luxury for any event. Call 888-511-LIMO throughout Central Nebraska. That's 888-511-LIMO. Best of luck to all the area athletes.
Zorb Farms appreciates how hard these young athletes work to make the team. The lessons of teamwork and good sportsmanship are traits they'll carry for the rest of their lives. Zorb Farms also commends them for their academics. And finally, a word of thanks to the teachers and the coaches. Thanks for your dedication from Zorb Farms in Litchfield.
The Breeze, 94.5.
And welcome back. Again, a great big thank you to our many sponsors. Don't forget, all the finals tomorrow are on ESPN Radio, 1460, 1550. If Ravenna pulls this out, we'll also have the final here on the Breeze, 94.5 FM. At the line to shoot a 1-1, Trevor Saborn with 20 seconds to go in the game, and we are tied at 57. And Saborn out of the timeout, up, in. 58-57. In case you're wondering, Johnson County has not attempted a three this quarter. They haven't made one since the first. They're 3-12. If they go for the win, second free throw. Oh, no good. And the rebound brought down by Vince Sherman. A two could win it. Kosmicki will bring it across the timeline for Johnson County. Kosmicki right wing with 10 to the baseline. Pull-up jumper. No good. Payne got the rebound. Payne is fouled with 6.4 to go. Kosmicki can't believe he missed the shot. Great drive by Kosmicki to the baseline. Had a little 8-footer and just shorted it. But there's still time. The foul on Kosmicki is his fourth. And Coach Hutt has decided to use his final timeout right here with just 6.4 seconds to go. And no matter what, Johnson County should still have a chance to at least tie the ball game. It's only a one-point lead here for Ravenna. And Sean Payne, not exactly the greatest free throw shooter that ever walked the face of the earth. He's 0 of 1 tonight, 6.6 rebounds. And you almost think he's got to make them both to ensure that they don't get beat, because with 6 seconds left, that's borderline whether Johnson County shoots a 2 or a 3. But now we can tell you they're out of timeouts. And so no matter what happens, they can't just rebound the basketball and call a timeout and set something up for Kosmicki. And so the crowd on their feet throughout Pershing Auditorium. I don't think anybody's left this auditorium. The winner gets Fremont Bergen tomorrow, 9 o'clock in the C2 final. And Sean Payne will go to the line. The best he can do is give Ravenna a 3-point lead. The big story here, though, that was the 10th foul, so Payne's going to get two shots. Sean Payne will get two shots. 10th team foul on Johnson County, and here we go. Sean Payne, first free throw for the senior. Up, and it is no good. The nerves are there. And now Payne's second free throw. Ravenna does have guys down on the block for a free throw or a missed rebound. Payne, second free throw, up, and it is in. Payne gets 1 of 2, and here we go. Johnson County needs a 2 to tie, 3 to win. Inbounds pass is tapped away. Ball thrown up in the air. Ravenna's got the ball. Ravenna's going to win. There's a foul with 0.7 seconds to go. Tyson Anderson and John Klosterman were in the middle of that. The inbounds pass was a slant, trying to get it to Kosmicki. It was tipped, and then I think it was Klosterman that grabbed it and threw it about as high as the scoreboard was. And by the time it came down, Anderson had it and was fouled. Two free throws coming up. It's not over yet. It will be if Anderson makes the first one. On the way, and no good. If I'm Ravenna, I try to miss this free throw, because if you make it, Central can throw it in from the inbound. Second free throw up. It is good. They need a miracle. From half court, Sherman lets it fly. It is short, and Ravenna wins. Ravenna Blue Jays 60, the Johnson County Central Thunderbirds 57. And the defending state champion Blue Jays head back to the state final tomorrow night at 9 o'clock against Archbishop Bergen of Fremont in one heck of a ball game here tonight. Archbishop Bergen will take on Ravenna, while Johnson County is now 23-4 and will play Axtell tomorrow right here on the Breeze at 2 o'clock in the consolation game from Lincoln Northeast. We'll take a timeout in the Sylvan Learning Center postgame show. Comes your way in a minute on the Breeze.
The staff and management of Loprino Foods in Ravenna would like to wish the area high school teams best of luck in the game. Loprino Foods is proud to be a part of the Ravenna community. Thank you for the hometown support of Loprino Foods in Ravenna.
Flashback's Neighborhood Grill in Ravenna is proud to support the Blue Jays. Come into Flashback's for a taste of history with the original tin ceiling, bared brick walls, and decorated with history from Ravenna, like newspaper clippings from years past. Flashback's Grill Hours, 11 a.m. to 9:30, Monday through Saturday.
This is the Sylvan Postgame Show on The Breeze 94.5, brought to you by Sylvan Learning Centers.
Help your child get headed in the right direction this school year. The Sylvan team will take the time to develop a personalized program that will achieve lifelong success for your child. Whether it's building core academic skills and filling in the gaps, improving study habits, getting them prepared for college, or providing focused help in one subject, Sylvan can help. To learn more, call Sylvan today at 1-800-EDUCATE or visit us on the web at www.educate.com.
Now, let's go back for a recap of tonight.
And welcome back to Pershing Auditorium and the Sylvan Learning Center postgame show. We should get a chance to talk with Ravenna coach Paul Baronic, who's being congratulated right now by Axtell coach Brent Heinrichs. I'll tell you what, the class is always there, but you just saw it here. Coach Baronic made sure and talked to Justin Bubba Kosmicki for a long time after the handshake and congratulated him on a fine performance as he has 21 points for the second straight night. And now he's talking to his friend Brent Heinrichs, who they wished were playing each other tomorrow in the finals, and it did not happen. As Axtell was beaten earlier tonight, 52-43. So let's take a look at the final numbers that we have for you in this basketball game, starting with Johnson County Central. Logan Dorsey, 1 point, 3 rebounds. Bubba Kosmicki did have 21 points in the ball game, and that's after just getting 2 in the first quarter. He had 6 rebounds. Nate Keel, 2 points, 2 rebounds and a block. Dan Rojas, 1 rebound. Vince Sherman, 3 points, 8 rebounds. Cody Miller, 8 points, 1 rebound, and Derek Keel had a monster game tonight with 22 points, 11 rebounds, and 1 block shot. I had the Thunderbirds for 14 rebounds in the first half, 18 in the second half. Free throw shooting, 3 of 6 in the first half, 5 of 9 in the second half. 3-point shooting, 3 of 10 in the first half, and 0 of 2 in the second half. Turnovers, 10 in the first half, 8 in the second half. Johnson County had 30 points at halftime. They scored 27 in the second half, and the Thunderbirds finished with 57 points, 32 rebounds. At the line, 8 out of 15, so they could have been a little bit better from the free throw line tonight. 3-point shooting, 3 of 12, 2 block shots, and 18 turnovers as Johnson County falls in the semifinals. They're now 23-4 and will play at Lincoln Northeast tomorrow afternoon at 2 o'clock against Axtell, and you'll hear the game right here on The Breeze, 94.5 FM. We will take a break on the Sylvan Learning Center postgame show and be back and look at the final numbers for the Ravenna Blue Jays right after this timeout. 1 minute.
At Town & Country Bank, they believe that a bank is more than just a business. It's a vital part of the community. So stop into one of the offices in Ravenna, Pleasanton, Litchfield, or Kearney. Town & Country Bank, a hometown bank with a big interest in serving you.
Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed are proud sponsors of high school sports. For high-yielding corn, soybean, and alfalfa, New Tech Seed is the only company you'll ever need. Call Terry or Jason today at 750-6060 or visit newtech at yieldleader.com.
The Breeze, 94.5.
And welcome back to Our postgame report brought to you by Sylvan Learning Center. It's been a long day of basketball. We've seen some really good ones. We've seen some surprises, and we've seen some great efforts here today. Let's take a look at the final numbers of this semifinal game for the Ravenna Blue Jays, and it starts with John Klosterman. He was the leading scorer here tonight for Ravenna. 21 points, 13 of those were in the first half. He had 6 rebounds, tied for the team high, and 1 block shot. Then Trevor Saborin, 10 points, 8 of those in the second half, 2 rebounds. Tyson Anderson, 6 points, 2 rebounds. Connor Baronic really pretty much held in check as Johnson County kept an eye on him. He did hit 3 threes, 9 points, 2 rebounds in the basketball game. Riley Baronic had 3 points, 3 rebounds. Brett Douglas, 4 points, 4 rebounds. Lucas Wilkie, 2 rebounds. And Sean Payne, 7 points and 6 rebounds. I had Ravenna for 14 rebounds in the first half, 13 in the second half. Free throw shooting, 2 of 5 in the first half, 7 of 12 in the second half. 3-point shooting. In the first half, Ravenna, 5 of 21. In the second half, 4 of 16. And the last one was the big one there to give Ravenna the lead that they would not relinquish. Ravenna also turned it over 6 times in the first half, but just 2 in the second, so I had them for 8 compared to 18 for Johnson County. Johnson County didn't shoot free throws, either team really, really well, but the turnovers went into Ravenna's favor. The rebounding ended up going in Johnson County's favor as they out-rebounded Ravenna by 5 in the second half. The Blue Jays had 31 points at halftime, 29 points in the second half, and finished with 60 points, 27 rebounds, 9 out of 17 from the free throw line, 9 of 37 in the ball game tonight from three-point land, 2 block shots and 8 turnovers. Ravenna improves to 24-3 on the season and will head back to the state championship game to try and defend their state title with a 60-57 win over Johnson County Central. Ravenna has been in the finals in 2005, 2006, 2009, and now in 2010. Paul Baronic should be making his way our way, and we will talk with the coach and continue the post-game show brought to you by Sylvan Learning Center after this.
Wonder why Ravenna has such great athletes? It's all those great cooked meals at the Dewdrop. The Dewdrop is serving up home-cooked meals 24 hours a day and a large side of small-town hospitality. Proud to support the area high school teams, the Dewdrop in Ravenna.
Community banking is our business, and your peace of mind is our priority. At Platte Valley State Bank, we will build a financial relationship with you that will meet your needs and truly bring you peace of mind. The right community bank is pretty important, and Platte Valley State Bank is the right financial center for you. Member FDIC.
When you need real estate, appraisal, or insurance from someone you can trust, call RAI of Nebraska. With offices in Loup City, Ravenna, and Shelton, we are here to cover all your needs. Good luck, area athletes from RAI of Nebraska.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Well, semifinal Friday has wrapped up here at the Boys State High School basketball tournament. But if you're still craving basketball, it is still going on 1230 a.m. KHAS as the Hastings College men playing in the second round of the NAIA National Tournament. And they trail Oklahoma Wesleyan 20-18 with 11:30 to go in the first half of play down there on the outskirts of Branson, Missouri at Point Lookout. Mike Will has the call there. Hastings women beaten earlier today. Husker women a winner there in the semifinals tomorrow at noon on the Breeze. So in case you missed anything that happened today, let's recap it as we wait for head coach Paul Baronic to make his way this way. In Class A, they had 2 barn burners. Norfolk beat Creighton Prep 53-51, and Omaha Central beat Lincoln Southeast 53-52. In Class B, South Sioux City over Walston 65-55, and Omaha Scott beat Beatrice 46-43. In C1, it was Shadron over Minden 55-47, and Hastings St. Cecilia held off Norfolk Catholic 55-52. In D1, Freeman beat Emerson Hubbard 54-43, and Overton down Humphrey St. Francis 54-46. And in D2, Ewing over Hay Spring, 61-48. Hampton beat Hay Center in overtime, 74-66. And here in C2, Archbishop Bergen knocked off Axtell, 52-43. As we said, Axtell, unfortunately, will be the only number one team, according to the World Herald, that didn't make the finals. And Ravenna has just beaten Johnson County, 60-57. And Coach Paul Baronic joins us. And, Coach, I was under the impression that this would be an easy one.
You know what?
State tournament games are never easy, and this was vastly different from last night.
Vastly, and you know, you got to credit Johnson County a lot, and because I just think they absolutely got one of the best right now as far as a player in Justin Kosmicki, and then their inside game with Large 44 in there. We just had, you know, we call it Cool over at our area, but I think it's
Keel here.
Yeah, but, you know, he just played solid, you know, and half their team's got more facial hair than we got under our arms right now. So, you know, we were just fortunate enough to make some shots, and all our deal is always let's try to get 50% at the free throw line, and down the stretch that's what we did. I'd like for 100, but we didn't get 100. So,
well, you take a look at how this game played out. You fall behind 10 early. You're able to come right back with 10 of your own and went on an even a little bit better run. After being down 16-6, you go up 21-8, and then it's nip and tuck basically
right.
The rest of the way in this ball game. Was there anything at halftime that you wanted to adjust, or was it the same thing here in the second half?
We were all had big question marks on our faces on how to try to stop Justin and. You know, Trevor did an admirable job because we're asking him to bring up the ball, guard the best player. And then John and Tyson, John Klosterman and Tyson Anderson both switched up on him a little bit to help. But we actually went zone a little bit to try to slow all of them down, you know, because inside was hurting us. As far as adjustments, you know, we just wanted to make sure we were still getting good shots. We were trying to adjust to the 1-2-2 they started out with, and they came out to 2-3. And, you know, They varied up their zone enough to just cause us enough of a, you know, a different look. And fortunately enough, maybe we knocked down a couple shots late to help us.
Did you think that you would attempt 37 threes tonight?
Yeah, to be honest. That was, you know, if they're going to give us a three, we're going to shoot the three because we feel like we're the best 3-point-2 team shooting ever. You know, but even if we're not, that's what we think. You know, and we're not. But we think that we're pretty good shooters. So we're going to attempt those shots because that's what they're giving us. We did a much better job with our high-low zone offense where we got some inside things, and maybe that helped our outside game.
You talk about this game just so close. I thought Kosmicki would get his points, and boy, down the stretch when he wanted to take a shot, he was making it until the very last one, and Sean Payne then comes up with a huge rebound for you to maybe save this ball game.
You know, good for him because last night he got bloodied up so bad he didn't have hardly any game. Your heart almost, even as an opposing coach, goes out. I mean, I want our kids to win, don't get me wrong. You know, a kid wears it on his sleeve, though. He just goes hard, and he plays the game with passion, and he just came up a little short, you know, and there's that emotion. You know, no one understands the emotion until you do this. I mean, literally do this, you know, right on to the tee right here, you know. So your heart goes out to that kid a little bit that way. But also your heart swells up with the pride that, you know, Sean Payne can get a rebound and come through down the stretch.
I have to ask you, with Axtell losing right before you guys, how does that maybe change the mentality? Does it say, hey, kids, you know, maybe we aren't the first, maybe we aren't 1-2 in the state. They just went down. You better be ready to go.
Yeah, you know, all that stuff is just – good for the media guys to kind of jockey around. You know, we got two of the best around here. You know, you got Baz and you got Doug and Daddy, you know, the rest of them. They all got a hold of me before I got over to my main guys. You know, I apologize for that, you know. But those weasel media guys, they want to tackle you, you know. But, you know, what it says is this. It says that I really felt that eight teams in this C2, any one of them could win it. You know, that probably sounds cliche and cheesy, but it's really the truth. You know, I feel bad for Axtell losing because, you know, I'm sure a lot of fans would like to see a rematch, but I don't think Fremont Bergen fans really care too much about that. They'll just soon see us, see how we handle a 1-3-1 zone tomorrow. We did such a great job against everything else here zone-wise. But, you know, our deal was we didn't worry too much about the game before us because we said if we win our game, then we're showing up at 9 and we're playing who's ever there, and that's all we can do. We can't do anything else.
Well, great win tonight. Exciting game to watch, and now a chance to defend your championship. And as folks know, you're starting to find a good place on Saturdays at the Devaney Center, and I know these kids want to finish it off with a championship tomorrow.
I tell you what, I don't know if there's anything better than Bob's place And, you know, my favorite thing is to sit in the corner and grab a Diet Coke. Or, no, it's Pepsi there now, I think. what a tragedy. But, and then have a Frosty Malt. And I just, you know, as a kid, I went there and watched games and did the same thing. And I do the same thing now and just take it in. And it's the greatest show on earth. And it's people like you that get it out like that, and Baz and those guys that know what the – you know what it means. You know, you really know what it means. And the passion that's here and the fans and how they get excited. And, you know, and the crazy coaches that yell a lot and at referees and his own kids. So it's just the greatest show on earth sometimes, I think, you know, but I'm a little biased.
Well, you've done a great job, and Paul will let you get back to your obligations and see you tomorrow night at the Vanny.
Obligations?
That's what you said last night, right?
There are no Shermer leads our pack when we're driving around, because Baz has been around me. He knows I can't drive. I can't think. And then Duncan does all the scouting. Coach Baz does all the, you know, getting guys in the right frame of mind. I just sit around and just really, it's a carnival for me.
Well, Paul, it's a fun carnival to watch.
It is, and I'm on a roller coaster ride right now and just having a hoot.
Buddy, congratulations.
Thanks,
we'll see you tomorrow.
You guys are the best.
Paul Baronic joining us here on the postgame show brought to you by Sylvan Learning Center. Tomorrow night, the championship game right back here on the Breeze, and all six championship games on ESPN tomorrow. D1, Freeman Overton starts at 9:30. Hastings St. Cecilia Shadron in a rematch of the C1 final at 11:30 from last year. The St. Cecilia won by 3. Then the Class B final at 1:30, South Sioux City and Omaha Scutt. At 5, Ewing and Hampton in the D2 final. At 7, Norfolk and Omaha Central in the Class A final. And at 9, Ravenna and Archbishop Bergen in the C2 final. Thanks to everyone for helping us out with the broadcast tonight. Again, the final score, Ravenna 60 and Johnson County 57. From Pershing Auditorium in Lincoln, this is Doug Duda saying good night, everyone.
Play by play.
The action at home or away.